Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sorwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Representative Jared Klein about the current Iowa legislative session. This is part one of a two-part interview. You guys are in the middle of the current legislative session, is that correct?
We're in the middle of the two-year term of the General Assembly. So we go back in and we'll kick it off with, we get a State of the State address from the governor. We'll start to hear from the justices. We'll have a lot of these big events that go on the first week. And I do anticipate doing committee work and getting right to all those as well. But yeah, we're in the middle of the start of a two-year General Assembly.
Now, as far as actual topics during the legislative session, some of the hot-button ones include the collective bargaining for state employees and the budgets. What can you tell me about that?
Well, I fully anticipate us going back and addressing Chapter 20, which is a section of code that deals with state unions. And we did this my first year. I was vice chair of the committee at that time. And then this year I have been placed back onto the committee. And I believe the reasoning is because of the leadership position I hold, as well as the fact I've already been through this when we tried some pretty limited stuff before. However, this time with the other chamber being in Republican hands, I think we could probably go quite a bit more in depth and address some of the things with arbitrators. I do not anticipate fully ending Chapter 20, especially when you look at police and fire unions. They're typically not a problematic group, and they need to be left untouched. I think there's some different things like that to bear in mind before you just say, well, you just get rid of something. There's other unintended things you got to be mindful of as you go through it. And that's somewhat I bring to the table on that committee is just, hey, here's some other things to think about. And that would be one of them.
What group of people would you say will be paying most attention to that particular item on the agenda?
Well, I think all your state union folks, as well as primarily, I believe the school board folks are going to be watching that one very close. And superintendents, especially when you talk about the arbitration and all the mediation that goes on. Today, it's pick one side or the other. They each put a proposal out there, and the arbitrator can only pick one or the other. That just doesn't make sense to me as somebody who works in a business of compromise, that both sides, you take a little from here, you take a little from there to get to an end result that everybody can kind of live with. I'll typically say things like, if everybody walks away with a little bit, but they're still a little unhappy, that probably means we got a good compromise. So today, with that arbitration process, not being able to pick any middle ground, that's problematic. We need to fix that. And that is something that I know is important to school board members and administrators that talk to me. Now, it's not something they talk a lot publicly and with the teachers because that goes against another side. So those are the folks that will be watching.
Do you expect any big changes to come about during the current session, or is this something that you guys are going to have to work on quite a bit over the coming years?
Oh, no, there's going to be big changes. There's going to be great big changes. I think that the people have definitely spoken that they want change. They want to see these things get cleaned up and fixed. They're tired of it, and they just need a big change. And that gives us the opportunity. And the reason that Chapter 20 is being talked about a lot right now is because that's going to be one of the early things out the gate, because that in and of itself is an obstacle to a number of other issues that follow behind. I anticipate Second Amendment things being brought up and passed, stand your ground, bills we've been doing out of the House for a number of years that have not gotten any hearing. I anticipate those getting farther along, if not all the way into law. So you're going to see Second Amendment issues, we'll see pro-life issues that will also be brought up. Of course, the fiscal discipline will maintain out of the House. The Senate will now be more with us on that, not trying to get us all the time to spend more and more and more and bait us into things that put us in bad fiscal positions, because that arguably is one of the best accomplishments we've had of my 6 years there so far, that we've turned the state's fiscal policies around. And when you follow up with the tough economy we're in, and we're going to be continue going through, that we've got to maintain that discipline. We're already going into $100 million now, just based on REC estimates. So I think that also leads to an issue that we'll be trying to address, is the REC Right now, it's three people that try to estimate what the state's income is going to be in the future so that we can base our future budgets on them. Well, maybe we should add a couple more. Maybe we should do something to make that a little more helpful, because it just doesn't seem to be working when we're having $100 million fluctuations. So that'd be another thing I would anticipate, and we'll just see how the new Senate majority works. They've still got to learn to govern in a lot of aspects. They're going to have to figure out how to be pushing and passing budgets and not just working against things. So there'll be some learning curve, but it'll be a bumpy ride. But I think in the end, we're going to make some good progress for the people of Iowa, and we got some bills that will get done for some local area issues that have been brought up that will have positive impacts as well across the state that I've already been working on.
Now, you mentioned the $100 million. For those that are unfamiliar with what you were referring to there, what is that involving?
Well, it's all in estimates. The Revenue Estimating Committee, the three people that meet, I believe it's four times a year, they try to estimate how much money is going to be coming into the state in the out years. So they're taking a lot of different pieces of information to try to estimate that, because the budgets we're passing are for the next year. What we don't want to end up in is a position where we're budgeting more money than the estimation is. But if that estimation comes in wrong and it shows, like today, $100 million difference, well, we got to go in and fix that right away. We can't ignore that.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jared Klein. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part two. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.